And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is well out there. And now joining us in studio this morning is Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside today. A little bit warmer.
Yes, yesterday was wild how cold it was. And it'll warm up a little bit more today. We'll get up to around 60 today, so not too bad. And it'll even be warmer tomorrow, as we'll have 70s near 80 in some spots for Wednesday and Thursday, but then the bottom will fall out again. So a few things going on around Independence, Lisa, and one of the things we want to start with is the Women for Kansas. They're encouraging people to vote. As of right now.
That's right. So the Women for Kansas are a nonpartisan group. They meet on a regular basis in Independence, and they are, just as you mentioned, encouraging women to get out and vote. They recently had a voters parade, and so it was so successful and fun. They're going to have another one. Actually, they're going to have three more. So mark your calendar for Tuesday evening. That's tonight at 5:00. And then Tuesday evening, the 27th, and then Monday evening, right before we vote on November the 2nd. So here's what takes place. You meet in the parking lot behind Annie Mae's, just right off of 75 and 8th Street. And you do not bring signs that are for any one particular person, candidate. It is strictly just to encourage people to vote. So put balloons on your car, put posters encouraging people to vote, decorate your car, and just jump in your car with your family or just yourself and join in on the voters parade. And it starts tonight at 5:00 behind Annie Mae's in the parking lot, again on the 27th and again on Monday the 2nd. Of November. It's funny, I did not see the parade, but I heard the parade. I was on a webinar the night of their first parade, and I could hear them going down Penn Avenue, and they were all honking their horn, and I thought, what in the world? And so I thought, that's so cool that they are out encouraging, you know, everyone to just become educated, learn more about our government, learn more about politics, and most importantly, get out and vote.
And also coming up, there's just two more of these, it looks like, the Fall Farmers Market.
That's right. So the Farmers Market will be this Thursday. And as you mentioned, it will be wrapping up next Thursday. And as you mentioned, the weather's going to be beautiful. So get out and enjoy the Farmers Market. It's from 3 to 6:30 Thursday evenings, again, in the parking lot behind Annie Mae's. That's a great place to gather. So we're using that location. And I wanted to mention that we have a special vendor that will be at the market this week, and it's Craig Knoll, and he recently released a hardback book called Go Hard, and it is about the legendary K.O. Emmett. And so he's going to be at the market, and he will have his hardback book. He will be signing it. And here's what you need to know. So Craig was a teacher at the middle school for 27 years. He taught American history and yearbook. He's coached for over 40 years. So he decided, actually, about 2 years ago on Sunday, I think to the date I was reading his Facebook post, that he decided to take on this project. And it's truly been a labor of love as he writes the book about K.O. Emmett. He coached the Bulldogs as a head coach from 1954 to 66. And his teams went 90, 13, and 3 over that time span.
Wow.
That actually included a then state record of 49 straight victories. They were undefeated and untied for 6 consecutive seasons, which is still the record in Kansas, and tied for the 7th longest such streak for perfect season, not consecutive wins, in the entire nation.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's insane.
That is crazy. So Craig has done an amazing job capturing this history in his book. And so I don't want to tell you everything that you're going to learn by reading it, but I do want you to know that there is a statue of K.O. Emmett, a huge bronze statue in the stadium out at the football stadium. It's one of the 36 bronze statues that we have in our community. It's amazing. You need to get out. You need to check that out. You need to buy the book and learn about our community's history and the people who live in our community and the impact that they've had. So he's a super cool guy. He was, you know, he made a huge impact on a lot of his players. They call the players KO's boys, and many of them have just had highly successful careers, impressive accomplishments, men like Bill Curtis and Pac St. Clair. And they just, they praise him for the discipline, you know, and the competitive drive, the accountability, the perseverance, the work ethic, and those life lessons that that they learned from this hard-nosed high school football coach. So get out to the market and check that out. And I also want to remind you to go like his Facebook page. So Craig has a Facebook page, Go Hard. You can go to Craig Knoll's Facebook page, and you'll see that as well. But we want everyone to like that page. You'll learn more about K.O. Emmett.
Absolutely. So, man, that's still an incredible record. About the six consecutive seasons where didn't lose one game. That's pretty amazing.
I know. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, also coming up, this one is really cool, and it's for two nights only. It's a stage/radio play, the 1940s Christmas Carol.
Okay, so this is going to be a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, you can, again, you kick it off by going to the farmer's market, and then Saturday there are a couple of fun things to do. So one would be what you just mentioned, the 1940s Christmas Carol. It's a new stage and radio play. It's written by ICC's very own Paige Petruca, directed by Paul Molnar and D. Bird, and you mentioned there will be two live performances, and that's right. It'll be this Friday and Saturday, which is the 23rd and 24th at 7 o'clock, and here's what I want everybody to know. So it's going to be hilarious. I received an email that told about what it's going to be about. So apparently there is a group of actors who are meant to perform this live radio play, and just shortly before they go on, the sound person doesn't show up, and so they have to scramble to find all these things to, of course, make sound during this play, and so, or during the radio show. And so I'm sure it's going to be hilarious. They're going to feature four local businesses and with four radio ads that are going to run during the play, but they're going to be done typical 1940s style. So won't that be fun? You're going to hear, you know, our own local businesses as they would have sounded in 1940. And they're going to have students. There's actually a community person that is involved in the play, and one of the directors, Paul Molnar, and will be performing in it as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I also want to let everyone know that it's going to be only 1 hour long, and they're going to require masks. They're going to socially distance you in the theater. It's completely free, and so I think we should be assured that this is a safe theatrical experience, and they're just encouraging everyone to get out and enjoy some normalcy, and know that they've taken lots of safety precautions. So again, you will be wearing a mask. You will not be sitting shoulder to shoulder with someone that you do not know. Everyone will be spaced out, and they're also going to be recording it so that they can put it on their YouTube platform the second week in December. So if this doesn't work for your schedule, or you just choose to watch it on YouTube, know that you'll be able to check out some amazing theater put on by Independence Community College.
Now that's going to be a lot of fun. I may have to get out there and check that out myself. With me being in radio,
fitting.
Yeah, very fitting. Remind me, kind of throw back to the old days when the War of the Worlds, one of the best radio plays of all time. They actually apparently sent people into hysteria. So also coming up on that same day, head out, you know, early in the morning, and you can head over to the Masonic Lodge for a pancake breakfast. August.
That's right. So Saturday, if you don't check out the play Friday night at 7, you can get to the play on Saturday night. But before you do that, you've got two fun things you can do. You can get your breakfast taken care of. As you mentioned, at the Masonic Lodge, they're providing a pancake breakfast from 7 to 11, $5 donation. All you can eat pancakes with sausage and eggs. That sounds amazing.
Yes.
You can dine in. You can carry out. If you want to do a carry out order, you can call 331-2349. And if you have no earthly idea where the Masonic Lodge is, it is at 2000 West Laurel. So you just head down West Laurel. It'll be, if you're headed west on Laurel, it'll be on your right-hand side. It's a metal building, has some navy blue on it. If you get to the railroad tracks and you get to Hackney, you've gone too far. Or if you're coming the other direction, you'll pass Hackney, you'll go over the railroad tracks, and it'll be on your left-hand side. So check that out. And then also, get your breakfast, get all filled up, get full of energy, because the young professionals are working on a project in partnership with Community Mission for Improved Housing. I don't know, Kyle, if you know about Community Mission for Improved Housing, but it's an organization that works to help people with the needs of repairs in their homes. That maybe they can't afford that. So maybe they have a leaky roof. Maybe somebody is not able to climb the steps on their front porch and they need maybe a ramp. Or maybe they're not able to paint their house, but the paint's chipping and it needs a new coat of paint. Or whatever it might be, they work very hard to do a lot of good work for people in need. And they partner with other groups to be able to pull these projects off. And this particular one is going to be in partnership, as I mentioned, with Young Professionals of Independence, Community Mission for Improved Housing. They're painting a house at 609 North 10th Street. Now, I want to let everyone know that you do not need to be a part of Community Mission or part of YPI to help with this project. I'm not affiliated with either, and I hope to be able to be there because they're needing lots of volunteers.
The more hands, the better.
That's right. That's right. So many hands make light work. And So they will be there from about 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. You will be socially distanced. You will be with a mask on. You'll be outside. And hopefully we will be able to finish up the house at 609 North 10th Street. I do want to give a shout out to a very generous sponsor. Sherwin-Williams is providing all the paint for this project free of charge. So they're encouraging everyone to bring a paintbrush, bring a ladder. Or if you don't have a paintbrush, you don't have a ladder, just bring yourself and a desire to help someone and help paint the house at 609 North 10th Street.
All right. So, again, you can add on over and check that out. Again, that's going to be this weekend. All right. Moving on, of course, Niwala headquarters is open, and there are just still a few events going on, even though Niwala is going to look a little different this year.
It is. It is going to look a little bit different, but you need to go on to Niwala.com and check out the events that are listed. I want to encourage everyone to go downtown. The Scarecrow Contest has already been put in motion, and those scarecrows that were created and registered for the event are now, I think, zip-tied to some trees downtown, and it's fun. You drive downtown. There's one that looks like Elvis. I mean, they're fun. So check out the scarecrows in downtown Independence. There's a yard decorating contest, so you have till Thursday, the 22nd, to get entered in for the yard contest. And basically, to enter, you email your name and your address and your phone number to Lorraine Emmett, and her email address is lemmott54@gmail.com. And winners will be announced on the Niwala website and their Facebook page on Halloween, October the 31st. And prizes will be awarded for a Halloween theme, for an autumn theme, and houses must be within 1 mile of the Independence city limits in order to be eligible. And I think that they're going to provide the addresses so that we can all drive around and, you know, kind of like how you look at Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. You would drive around and you would check out all of these great decorated homes. And then there's also, you know, we always do the 5K fun run and the 10K run. So that's going to be done, but it will be done virtually. So to enter, you go again to NEWALA.com. And participants can run on your own time, anytime, between the 24th and the 31st. So you'll want to check out NEWALA.com for more details about the virtual 5K, 10K race. There's a pumpkin decorating contest for ages 3 years through 12th grade. Those kiddos are invited to participate and enter. You can just decorate your own pumpkin and bring them to the Riverside Park Oval on Saturday the 24th, which will be this Saturday from 10 to 2. So you decorate your pumpkin at home, though, and you bring it out to the Park Oval, and then they'll be on display. So that'll be fun. And again, that's this weekend, which would typically be the chili cook-off. So we know we can't do that, but we can get out and look at some really cool carved pumpkins. And then we will be crowning Queen Neela, and the talent competition will be Monday evening, the 26th. So that's next Monday at 6:30. And we'll be watching that live stream. And then on Tuesday evening will be the crowning of Queen Neela, and that will begin at 7 o'clock. Again, that will be live streamed as well. The medallion hunt is going to take place, and the first clue will be given out this next Monday at Queen's Talent Competition. And then it'll be posted on the NEWALA website. And additional clues are going to be given out every day at 3 o'clock, and they'll also be listed in the reporter. But that first clue is going to be given out on Monday night during Talent Night. And then wrapping up NEWALA this year will be two fun twists on NEWALA. There will be a Doodah Cruise Night instead of a Doodah Parade. Now, I want everyone to know that while this truly is a cruise, so nothing can be put in the parade that – or. Nothing can be put in the cruise that would be like parade entries, like four-wheelers or trailers or anything that is not street legal. While that might be appropriate for a parade, you cannot do that during the cruise because it's legitimately just get in your car and drive around. But they're encouraging everyone to decorate your car or put on a costume and just have fun as we drive around Independence, kind of doodah style, but in our car instead of on foot. And again, it's for everyone. So just jump in. And quite frankly, if you don't have your car decorated and you don't have a costume on and you just want to be a part of NEWALA and the NEWALA spirit, you are invited. Just get in the car and be a part of the cruise. And then also we will be having our final event. That will be Friday the 30th as we enjoy a Halloween movie in the park. And you bring your lawn chairs out, you bring your blankets. We'll be practicing social distancing. It'll be tons of fun. I believe the movie will start around 7 o'clock. Sunset is scheduled for 6:30, so the movie will start around 7. And NEWALA should be choosing the movie probably today, so you can watch the NEWALA website again at NEWALA.com for the movie that they have selected to show. And more information about the fun activities that they will have planned that day. The park will be open, so there's always lots of fun things to do. And again, you'll want to check out their Facebook page as well. So they're posting lots of information on a daily basis, so stay up to date on that. And go to NEWALA headquarters. Get all your NEWALA merchandise and clothing for the NEWALA season. It's open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturdays from 10 to 2. It's located in our downtown area at 310 North Penn Avenue. That's right next to Sayers Ace Hardware. And you can get programs, you can get t-shirts, you can get the commemorative buttons. There's even a Corona button this year, and lots of fun stuff to purchase. I even purchased a NEWALA mask. So
there you go.
I know, lots of fun stuff.
Before we get, there's one big thing we want to talk about at the Veterans Day. But before that, we want to talk about the mouse race that for the Remington Monument that is coming up.
That's right. So there is going to be a mouse race to raise money for the Remington bronze statue. It will be held Saturday, October the 31st. That's just right after Niwala wraps up at the Civic Center. The doors open at 5. The races begin at 7. And if you want more information, you can call 331-5180. And as I understand it, they bring these mice in and you kind of like bet on which mouse is going to win the race, I guess.
I mean, that's something you see all very often. I mean, you see, you know, dog races, you see cat races, but you usually
turtle
don't see
races.
Mouse. Yeah, turtle. Yeah, the turtle races are my favorite ones because those take forever.
That's right. So I don't think this will take forever. There might be multiple races. I don't know. But I think it's going to be a super creative, fun thing to do and to raise money for the Remington statue. And so, again, call 331-5180 if you need more information about that, and just be there on Halloween night. Doors open again at 5 and the races begin at 7.
So it's going to, again, be a lot of fun. And of course, on November 7th, the big event, the 2020 Veterans Day of Honor.
That's right. So we have lots of things planned that day, lots of safe activities to honor our veterans. It'll start out with some opportunities to grab some breakfast. Historically, we have a big gathering for the Veterans Day breakfast, but we obviously can't do that this year. But we've had four of our amazing restaurants step up and offer up veterans discounts. So we're encouraging those veterans to get out and have breakfast at Annie Mae's Coffee and Sandwich House, grab a donut at Daylight Donuts, eat an amazing breakfast at Down Home Family Restaurant, as well as at Egbert's. Choose any of those four places and you will be getting a Veterans Day discount of 20% if you are a veteran. The flags will be up on Penn Avenue, which we refer to as the Avenue of Flags. There will be a virtual run for the colors, much like the one we talked about for Niwala. It'll be a 5K fun run or walk, and you can run anytime between November the 2nd through the 11th. And we're just encouraging everyone to post your pictures with the hashtag run with the number 4, run for the colors. There will also be a military exhibit showcasing 150 years at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center that day. From 9 to 10, veterans are invited to come in for free coffee and donuts, and then the museum will open from 10 to 4, showcasing their military exhibit. There will be a cornhole tournament, as there has been the last couple of years. It's a huge success. Everybody loves to play that game. And it's being sponsored by the VFW Post 1186. Registration will be that morning at 9:30. The tournament will start at 10:30. It's in the 4-H building, so it's outside. And half the cash payout will go to the winner and the winners, and then the other half will go to purchase new American flags for downtown Independence. Justin Jarnigan is working to coordinate this, as he's done the past 2 years. So call 688-1833. If you're interested, know that it's $30 for a team of 2, double elimination, no limit on teams, and no age limit. So everyone is welcome, and everyone is encouraged to appropriately social distance during that and wear their mask. And then there will be a Veterans Freedom Square Memorial Tribute. There will be a, and it's out at Veterans Freedom Square, but it's going to be done virtually. So we do not want people to show up out there. It's all going to be done on Facebook Live, and that will be through the city's Facebook page, City of Independence Facebook page, and they will be reading the names that are on the bricks at the memorial, at Veterans Freedom Square's memorial. They will also be listening to the essay presentations for those high school students and middle school students who have won the Voice of Democracy and Patriot's Pen Essay Award. And then immediately following that, also on also live on Facebook, will be the Fallen Soldier Cross presentation. And again, this will all be taking place at Veterans Freedom Square, but being broadcast through Facebook Live, because we do not want people to gather during this, you know, this time of the pandemic. And then wrapping it up, we want to have a Heroes and Hot Rods car show, and that will be from 11:30 to 1:30. If you are interested in having your car out for that, you can give us a call at the chamber office. You can also call Truman Kolb at 331-9990. All makes and models of cars are welcome. It's going to be out at Riverside Park. Cars will be parked on the East Cemetery wall. And again, you can call Truman at 331-9990 to get registered. And then there will be a community bean feed in the 4-H building at noon. And that is sponsored by the VFW as well. And then we will all head out to the Penn Avenue, get lined up, appropriately social distance, mask up, and enjoy the 4th annual Veterans Day of Honor. If you're wanting to be in the parade, give me a call at 331-1890. We are also selling t-shirts. They are $20. They are dated. So if you are wanting a t-shirt, you can check out the Chamber's Facebook page. You can give us a call. And we also have posters that are on like a foam core and probably like 11 by 14 maybe, or 20 by 16, somewhere in there. It's a fairly good size. And we're just encouraging everyone to purchase one of those. It's actually a 12 by 18 for $5. And the order deadline is November the 2nd, and you can carry those posters as you walk through the parade. So that's something, you know, you don't have to have a float, you don't have to have a decorated car. You can just dress in some red, white, and blue and walk through the parade with maybe a flag and a poster and just show all of our veterans how much we appreciate them.
Absolutely. So again, that's lots of stuff going on for the Veterans Day. It's a day-long event, so you get out there and it'll be a lot of fun, but you're also honoring all the veterans that have helped defend this country. And so Lisa, if anybody has any questions about that event or any of the other events that you've talked about this morning, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give us a call at the Chamber office at 331-1890. Always check out our Facebook page at Get Independence or go to our website at indkschamber.org.
All right, Lisa. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We appreciate it, and we will see you again next Tuesday.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this very pleasant Tuesday morning.